your number one source for local sports. This is Mower County Sports Live with your host, KAUS Sports Director Sam Hauser on Mower County's Voice for Sports, AM 1480, KAUS.
Obani with it now with 10 seconds. Packers got to go. Here with 10 seconds to go as
right out.
8-7 and 6. Hebrink has a path to the basket. He's got one shot at this. He's up for the game winning
short.
Three. And a short. Hebrink put the ball back. Hebrink caught it and put it in the basket. The three was short by Issa. Hebrink caught it.
Hold on, the officials are double checking it.
Hebrink caught the basketball and put it.
Hold on.
He put that one. That ball went in before the red light went. That is a game winning bucket. That is a game winning bucket. That basketball went down before the red light came on. With 9 seconds and eight, Terry looking to go. Noah pass near side here to Kalsher for near corner three. No good. That one is no good. And the rebound tipped down to Austin. And Duth Gotch with a half court heave. Duth Gotch from a step behind the half court line. Nothing but Nick Duth Gotch with the finish. Wow.
There was actually a step, full step behind half court. Nothing but net on that one.
And the Austin Packers still down by 5 at the break, but they will take it. De La Salle, 47, Austin 42.
Couple of fun moments, to say the least, from the Packers' run this season on the way to a state runner-up finish in the boys' basketball season. And there's a reason why we opened the show with those two highlights today. I'll certainly explain that here in just a second. Welcome into Mower County Sports Live. That's a fun way to start a Tuesday show. Wish we could do that all the time. I mean, there's no reason why we couldn't. I guess there's no rule that says we couldn't. It would just be confusing sometimes if we were going to open up the show with a basketball clip and get into something else. But we'll take it for today. Sam Hauser with you till 5:30. It's a short show today, tomorrow, and Friday. Twins are in the Eastern time zone here this week. They're on the East Coast, but they're in the western edge of the Eastern time zone. Six-game road trip with the Tigers and Cleveland Indians all this week. So it's a 5:30 pregame tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Jake Odorizzi and Blaine Enloe, two pitchers for this one tonight. Just a quick housekeeping note before we get into why that sound opened the show as it did. We're tabling our new segment, I'll Do You One Better. Tried it out for a couple of weeks. We're going to send it back to the lab and try to tweak it a little bit more just so it's a more valuable, more entertaining segment for you. So we're tabling that for now. And the Twins tickets that we had attached to that segment, because we were giving away Twins tickets as part of it, we're going to move those over to the mailbag. So the mailbag's not going anywhere. Sam's mailbag is here to stay. It's been good so far. You guys have done great with bringing in the questions for the mailbag. But now we're going to incentivize it. We're going to bring the Twins tickets over to the mailbag. So the best question is going to win the tickets. We'll draw them once a week on Mondays. So you have the entire week to send in your questions for the mailbag. And the best one will win. The best one from the previous week, we'll draw it on Monday. So for all the questions that we get here this week, we'll pick a winner out of those on Monday the 18th. Winner will get some Twins tickets. We're also not doing the mailbag today just because it's the short show. Segment isn't going anywhere. It's been fun so far. It's been great so far, but we're just going to skip it on the half show days like this just because we're so crunched for time. I still have today's questions, and we'll carry those over to the next full show. And, or as always, you can keep sending those in as well. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's a new segment I've been doing here for a couple weeks now, Sam's Mailbag. You send in your questions on myalstonminnesota.com. You go to the info tab at the top of the homepage. You'll see Sam's Mailbag there. You send in your questions, and whatever it is, if it's about sports, if it's not about sports, if it's about life, not that I have a lot of great life advice to offer you, but if you want to try your luck, and certainly do that. Whatever question you want to ask, I have to answer in 10 words or less. So that's the bit. Have some fun with it, and we'll draw some Twins tickets for that on Monday. But the reason we came in, reason we start the show today with a couple of exciting highlight buzzer beaters, the two that we happened to get this year were from Tate Hebrink And Duth Gotch, Tates was in the overtime win at Owatonna that kept the Packers in line to win the Big Nine, which they did. And then Duth's was right at halftime in the third place game against De La Salle at the state tournament. And those two guys both announced their college decisions last night. They both announced where they're going to move on and play their college basketball. Both did that on Twitter yesterday. So we have the full story on milestonminnesota.com. You can see that right now. That's up in the local sports section at the bottom of the homepage as the two of them made their official announcements last night for where they're going to play their college basketball. This was just a fun team to cover. It has been for the last couple of years as I've been here and these guys have been on the team and in the role that they've been in. This was just a fun, talented, selfless group. No selfishness for a team that talented, which is easier said than done at this level when everybody wants to be the star, everybody wants the spotlight on them, and there's that line between not being sure if or where the career is going to continue and just being the star on a high school team. There's a lot that goes into it, and this is where you get into the serious conversation around coaches being teachers at this level and having an influence on student-athletes and them having to be receptive. It all has to come together to get a success story like what the Packers have done over the last 8 years. It takes a lot of work to put that together. Certainly over that stretch over the last eight years that has all the flash and the attention attached to it with the win percentage and all the state runner-up trophies. And that longevity is still the most impressive part of everything that the Packers have put together, even minus a championship. But it all has to come to, but it all has to fit perfectly together like that. And that's what's made this team such an interesting story to follow. On top of all the talented basketball players and all the section, and now they've had the Big Nine championship, all the state runner-ups, all the tangible stuff has been fun to cover because it's, you know, it just means their season's still going, and that's just generally how we judge sports. But even taking it a step further beyond that, group of guys that just love playing basketball and love playing for each other. Now, it's not to say that it was all candy and rainbows. I'm sure if we dug a little bit further and got some behind-the-lines kinds of stories, I'm sure there would be times of tension and frustration, and it wouldn't always be the prettiest situation. But at least for the and there certainly was that even this season, you had some different roles change, and I think there was at least one player that dropped out in the middle of the season. So, I mean, that's going to happen. That's going to happen over the course of any season, even when things are going as well as they have. But the overall story that has been this Packer basketball team has just been a fun sports story that we've been fortunate enough to have here in the area. We were talking about that yesterday with all the section and state championships, everything that's come from high school sports here in Southeast Minnesota. I mean, this one's been in our own backyard. The only thing that the Packers are ever missing is ultimately the actual state championship itself. They've been to all the state championship games. That's the last thing they're missing is the trophy, just because of how we judge sports in the traditional sense. But outside of that, so much about this team has been an example for other teams. And we played that the clip in there of Tate Hebrink, the game winner against Minnehaha. The Packers are a better team than Minnehaha. You know, the internet says that Minnehaha has more flash and more attention because they're right in the middle of the Twin Cities Metro, and they get all that attention from they have the advantage of the media coverage. And the internet says that Jalen Suggs is a better basketball player than anyone on the Packers because he's a higher-ranked recruit. But even then, I would have loved to have seen a seven-game series with those two, a full series of Tate and Duth Gotch and Moses Issa and Mehdi Obeng, all those guys opposite Jalen Suggs. Packers are just a better team because the ball doesn't run through that one person, which is why even over the course of this season, I thought this past year's team was better than the one from 2 years ago. That one was insanely talented with Duth and Booth Gotch together and Oman and Kyle Oberbrock. The starting five was absolutely incredibly talented 2 years ago. But this time around, you had so many different guys that could just take over a game, and they did. Duth against Mankato East, Tate against Owatonna, the highlight we played in there, Mehdi Obeng against Albert Lea, Moses in the state tournament, even Nigel Bonney in the section tournament, the way that he dominated the glass against Casson Vanderbilt and Northfield. Just everything about what the Packers have put together the last couple of years, this is one of those cases where, you know, there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes, but at the same time, it's a simple sports story that doesn't have to be anything more than hardworking guys just wanting to play for each other. You know, that's one of the things we like to do on this show is simplify sports, not make it simplistic. There's a difference between simplistic and simplifying what others might want to try to make a complex situation. This isn't. Whole team just has a lot to be proud of when these guys go on to the next level, and you still have guys like Mehdi Obeng and Dongren and Nordeng that got a lot of experience last year, and they're likely going to be the team leaders once we get into next season, once we get to next winter. And with Booth Gotch going to Utah, now Duth and Tate, the news yesterday, there's motivation for those guys to keep getting better. It's staring them in the face. It's all just been such an incredible situation. And not to overhype it too much, not to put anything on a pedestal. Not to overhype it too much, but especially when you consider all the uncertainties and how much can go wrong in high school sports, how it doesn't take a lot for things to go wrong in high school sports. Again, not to put what the Packers have done on a pedestal, but at the same time, a little bit. We got to get to a break here in a second, but I just want to update those that have been keeping an eye on it throughout the day today. And finally, the results came in here just a little while ago. We have one of our Mower County area student athletes, Jake Ressler from Blooming Prairie, at the State Boys Golf Meet. And the first round finally just ended here a couple minutes ago, and Jake shot a 41, and he's tied for 25th right now. He's tied for 25th with a 41. He shot a 41 in the first round, but there's 20 golfers that are separated by 5 shots right now because he shot a 41. Then you have the next group of guys above him that shot a 40, so he's 1 shot back of them, but you know, there's 7-8 guys that are tied for 16th, and you just keep going a little further up the leaderboard. So there's not a lot of separation right now. There's a lot of room for him to certainly move up tomorrow if he can have a good second round over in Becker. Got Christian Peterson right now from Bethlehem Academy leading the field with a 32. I think he won the section meet. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he won the section 1A meet. So, be a lot to keep an eye on for that one tomorrow. But coming up next on Mower County Sports Live, if you haven't heard of him before this past weekend, you probably know his name now. I'll explain next.